In the United States, Democrats planning to impeach the president this week could soon be dealt a blow. One of their House members is tipped to defect to the Republicans rather than vote against Donald Trump. North America correspondent David Lipson filed this report from Washington.
Hello, I'm Jake Tapper in Washington, where the State of Our Union is bracing for impact.
Impeachment week in Washington is playing out like a well-worn children's storybook. Everyone knows how it ends. The only question is how many Democrats will break ranks and vote against it to save their skin in November. One Democrat, Jeff Van Drew, is so strongly against impeachment, he's set to defect to the Republicans after a meeting with the president last week.
Are you confident you have a majority to impeach the president?
I am confident.
That's Democrat Adam Schiff speaking on America's ABC. He appeared unconcerned about a list of 31 Democrat phone numbers released by the president's son, Donald Trump Jr., who urged supporters to tell their representatives they'll be remembered at the ballot box in November.
It is more important to one party that the president of their party remain in office than what he does to the country. And that, I think, puts us deeply at risk.
In reality, there's no real prospect the president will be removed from office. For that, a two-thirds majority is needed in the Senate trial to come, where Mr. Trump's allies hold sway. And senior Republicans like Senator Lindsey Graham have made clear their intentions to acquit.
This thing will come to the Senate, and it will die quickly. And I will do everything I can to make it die quickly.
Speaking at the Doha Forum in Qatar, Senator Graham openly admitted he wasn't trying to be a fair juror, never mind the oath he'll swear before the Senate trial to carry out, quote, impartial justice.
Is it appropriate to be voicing your opinion even before this gets to the Senate as a trial?
Well, I must think so, because I'm doing it.
Democrat member Jerry Nadler says that kind of attitude is a threat to U.S. democracy.
It's their duty to look at the evidence and to reach the appropriate conclusion in order to vindicate and to safeguard American democracy. It is disgraceful.
There's an air of impunity at the White House, too. Here's Pam Bondi, special advisor to the president on Fox News.
These are the senators who will decide if our president is impeached, which will not happen. We should and will work hand in hand with them.
It's self-interest writ large. Republicans fear a lengthy trial could backfire on Donald Trump. Democrats fear it could hurt their 2020 election chances. A Fox News poll suggests 54% of Americans believe the president should be impeached, compared to 41% opposed. But those numbers have barely moved since October. Just like their representatives on Capitol Hill, voters have chosen sides, and it seems nothing will sway them one way or the other. This is David Lipson in Washington for AM.